T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
So we've been doing this Styles and Romance now for a few weeks, and I feel like maybe some of the guys in Chicago, we need to get a little bit more creative, because every couple that we're talking to about first dates, they're all going to dinner. We need like a better creative spot than just dinner every single time.
And being the single guy on the show, I struggle with that too, because I end up taking girls to dinner. I'd like some more fun outside the box things. Regardless, we have on the phone right now Marissa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Now Marissa, if a guy, before we get to your first date with Kevin, if a guy just takes you to dinner on a first date time after time after time, are you starting to get bored with that?
I mean, it partially depends on the restaurant, I guess, but it'd be nice to be taken somewhere a little more unconventional on a first date, just to kind of change things up and get a fresh spin on things.
Like maybe partnering a dinner with a karaoke bar, and that's kind of where your story begins. So tell us about your first date with Kevin.
Yeah, okay, so we did go out to dinner, and then after dinner, we met up with Kevin's friends at a karaoke bar.
So wait up. Before we get to the karaoke bar, let's rewind it up a little bit. How was dinner? Was dinner going good? Was the conversation good? What was going on?
Yeah, dinner was going really, really well. Like, we were really enjoying each other's company. I felt, like, really good energy between us. The conversation was flowing. I thought he was really interesting and attractive, and I feel like those feelings were mutual. And, yeah, I was getting excited. I mean, this is one of the better first dates that I've been on in, like, a while.
Okay, so fast forward then. After dinner, you're going to meet up with his buddies at a karaoke bar. How did that go?
Yeah, so that's when things started spiraling downward. So he was talking to his friends exponentially more than he was talking to me. Like, he was hardly even paying any attention to me at this point. And they started sharing all these inside jokes together and laughing about things. And I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea what they were talking about. He didn't make any effort to, like, include me in it or explain it to me. And I just felt like I was almost there watching him hang out with his friends. And it just felt completely pointless for me to even be there. And, like, yes, I understand and appreciate getting to know somebody's friends, but how are you going to get to know me on this date if you're just paying all your attention to your friends?
Yeah, I'd say honestly, on a first date, going to meet up with your friends, probably not the best idea. But you know what? We've heard from Marissa. We got to give Kevin a chance to defend himself a little bit. So Kevin on Styles and Romance coming up next on US 99.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
So you may have heard the first part of our Styles and Romance. We spoke to Marissa. She went on a date with Kevin. Dinner was going outstanding, she said. But then Kev decided to take her to a karaoke bar, which would have been cool, but they met up with all of Kevin's friends. So right now on the phone, we can hear his side of the story. Kevin, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going good, man. So we talked to Marissa a little earlier. She told us you took her on a date and dinner was phenomenal. Did you feel the same way?
Oh, yeah, we had a great time. It was great conversation. The food was incredible. Yeah, we had a really good time together.
So when the bill came and then you decided, all right, what's the next move? Where are we going to go next? Why did you decide, Kev, to take her to a karaoke bar where all of your friends would be?
Well, you know, it'd be an environment where we could let loose. And I figure, you know, she could get to know me a little bit better by knowing the people I hang around. I think, you know, when you go on a date, sometimes you get to just them. But if you know who they hang around, who their family is, you get to know the person a little better. You get more of a rounded picture.
Right. Now, how do you think the second part of the date at the karaoke bar, how do you think it went for her?
I thought it was fun. You know, she sung some tunes. We sung some tunes. I thought it was really fun.
All right. So, Kev, we heard your part of the story, what happened on the date. Now, let's see what Marissa has to say.
Hi.
Hey, girl. How's it going?
Yeah, it's all right. So, for me, things did not go that great once we got to karaoke bar. I just felt completely left out of the situation. I didn't feel like it was a date at all. I didn't feel like you were interested in including me. It felt like I was just hanging around watching you hang out with your buddies. I wasn't involved. You guys were sharing all these inside jokes that I didn't understand. Yeah, it just wasn't inclusive at all. And I didn't understand why you did that on the first date.
No way. Left out. My friends loved you. They actually wanted me to invite you out. We were going to go out all go bowling. They loved you.
All right, Marissa, what do you think about bowling now, huh?
But you were giving all of your attention to them. Like, that's just inconsiderate to me. Like, you're on this date to get to know me, and you weren't spending any time getting to know me better. Like, dinner was going so well, and then all of a sudden you're around all your buddies, and you're giving them all of your attention, just chatting with them, and I'm just sitting over there.
No, I didn't give them all my attention. I was just being social.
Maybe that's how you perceived it, but you have to see it from my point of view, too, and that's how I felt, and that's valid. So if you're unable to see that, then I don't know if this is going to go any further.
All right, so let's go first really quick. Marissa, would you like to accept Kevin's offer and go hang out with Kev and his friends to go bowling?
If he can acknowledge that the way that I was feeling is valid and he can try to be more attentive when we're spending time together, then yeah, absolutely. I mean, I want to get to know you, but I just need a different setting to do that.
All right, Kevin, before you answer, here's my advice. Don't take her bowling or anywhere with your friends for the second date. Would you want to take her on a second date alone with just you two?
I think her neediness is a gutter ball.
Whoa!
I'm going bowling with my friends by myself.
Wow.
We were just throwing a 7-10 split.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Marissa?
Yeah, and this is the thing with guys. Guys think girls are needy. Girls just want to actually be in a relationship with someone. Just physically being in the same space is not the same thing as actually being present with someone, and that is the problem with a lot of guys these days. So this is just exemplary of that.
Gutter ball.
Gutter ball.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.